Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Talking about the Bill of Rights today. Can you name some of the Bill of Rights?
Deandre, go take a quiz.
I'm quizzing you right now. This quiz I'm giving you now is way more important than whatever quiz you're taking in a few minutes.
I have homework due like 2 hours.
Okay, but I'm giving you homework. I'm asking about your Bill of Rights homework. Have you brushed up on that?
No, obviously.
No. What are the Bill of Rights?
What's the foundation basis of this country, or what?
Yeah, I can name some of the Bill of Rights.
Can't name any off the top of my head, you know?
You can't name any of them off the top of your head?
No.
You're a college student at one of the most prestigious schools in Southern California.
Engineering
student. And you don't know the basic Bill of Rights. Shame on you.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Yeah.
I'm not joking.
I agree with you.
So go and look them up and study them after you get done studying whatever you're studying today.
When I get the chance, yes.
All right, that's good. We're going to play the rest of that at the bottom of the hour after our guest leaves us. But that's exactly what real reporters all over the United States need to do. In fact, I'm going to take the exact questions Mark just did, and I'm going to go out. And I'm going to ask those exact questions to people in Austin, Texas. Then I'm going to tell them, shame on you, when they don't know. And I'm going to go out and show people who don't know that the Earth orbits the sun, as 1 in 4 Americans don't know. And I'm going to tell them, shame on you, because it's time to shame these people. They go, shame on you, you don't like Obamacare. Shame on you, you don't want to turn your guns in. It's all about their moral authority. And you watch MSNBC or CNN, it's all about how smart liberals are and how they've got more education on average. Well, let me just tell you something. I'm not saying college is all bad, but it is a boondoggle for most people and overpriced on record. It's a business. Almost every billionaire worldwide didn't go to college. I think out of all the billionaires in the U.S., 2 finished college. So being a billionaire, generally college does preclude you from that. Because usually somebody who's going to end up being worth $1 billion is already too busy being successful by the time they're 18, 19, 20 to finish college. Or too passionate about what they're doing to literally go in and be taught. And I started taking RTF at college, and it was literally 5-year-old level. I already knew more about it than the professor, who obviously couldn't get a job in RTF, so they had a professor job. And I'm sure there's some exceptions, and I'm not knocking people that teach that. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable to see this type of stuff. Did Willie Nelson need to go to college to learn how to get into music? No, Willie Nelson, when he was like 7 years old, his grandparents bought him out of a catalog a guitar. Is that Trigger or is that a newer guitar? I know Trigger's an old guitar, but I asked him. The point is that, you know, they bought him one out of a catalog, and he was into it and learned how to play. But I know all the people going to college to learn music or, you know, going to college to learn film. And the only way that's good is to go to an elite film school so that you learn the contacts. So somebody in the film school is going to end up being successful. They then give you a job. All the big new films that are successful are just being shot in HD high def with interesting scripts, you know, for $100,000 and becoming incredibly successful. There's either big mega blockbusters now or there's little tiny things end up being successful. There's none of the middle ground in the whole fake entertainment deal. And if you're taking RTF at a college, you're taking 10-year-old knowledge, and you might as well, you know, go live in a trash can or something. You know, better chance learning how to make a film or be successful doing that. All right, folks, we'll be right back on the other side with our special guest. Stay with us.
Introducing Pro One. All of
of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
The NSA
secretly tracks telephone and data on the internet.
Our prison program.
We have reached a tipping point here.
So let me interrupt you. Justin Bieber has been arrested on a number of charges.
We are the ones taking all the pain. Falling on our faces, they don't care anyway. Anyway, you're the one that makes me feel like I'm alive. You're the one that pushes.
Questions about the National Security Agency's massive spy center under construction in the desert of Utah. Once finished, it'll be five times the size of the U.S. Capitol building.
We are the one reaching out in pain.
Again, you're listening to the Alex Jones broadcast. This is InfoWars Live. The music video you're watching, if you're seeing us at PrisonPlanet.tv, is Spike in My Veins by the mega hit rock group Korn, Korn.com. If you want to go there and see the entire video in HD, it's from their new best-selling album, just out, The Paradigm Shift. And I've been a big fan of Korn for a long time. Most people that like rock and roll or heavy metal obviously love Korn, because all their music across the board I tend to find to be excellent. So many bands only have a few songs you like. It's very few, in my view, like Metallica or Megadeth, where just, you know, every one of them are excellent. And Korn is right up there with them. But what I really admire about Korn now, I know they've always been somewhat political, promoting liberty, is that this is a very bold, almost documentary, this particular music video, Spike in My Veins, because it is, if you're a radio listener, you got to go watch the video online. It is exposing, you know, Justin Bieber and the whole pop psychology and Miley Cyrus, and just all of it, and how it all ties in to the overall police state that's expanding, with all the images that are taking place on the screen. And if we can get, you know, top platinum groups like Korn and so many others who've had the courage to speak out against the system to go public, then it won't be as dangerous to do. We can cause a total paradigm shift, which is what their new album's called, The Paradigm Shift, where it's not about Republican or Democrat. It's not about all this garbage. It's about a one-party system we've got absolutely destroying our future. Now, enough of me giving my interpretation, because I've never talked to him before, except for saying hi to him on Skype. Jonathan Davis is, of course, plays guitar as well, but he joins us. He's the lead singer and the front man for Korn. Korn.com. Facebook is just Korn. Twitter, it's twitter.com/Korn. YouTube, Korn channel, where you can see the video in full that we were just playing a clip of. And they join us, or he joins us right now. So, Jonathan, I really want to salute you. I know you've always had courage, but it's bold to have videos that have the dear leader on them, our Lord and Savior Barack Obama.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, huh?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I know folks that are, you know, big entertainment, and they're all scared. They don't like Bush either, but, I mean, they don't like what Obama's doing, but they're scared to ever even criticize him in any way. Well, tell us about the video. Tell us why you made it, and what's going on.
I just think, well, for a long time I've been into what's going on with our country. I'm not necessarily considering myself a political person, but over the years, I've seen what's been going on, and it's called to me that it's time to do something about what's going on with our country and the system and everything that's going on. It seems really sad that everybody's so asleep and oblivious to the fact that the country is using media to, I don't know, capture people's attention or take away from the fact that, you know, what's going on with our country. It really freaked me out when the whole Miley Cyrus thing was going on. And when that went down, you know, Barack passed that new law that he can imprison anyone he wants. He doesn't have to charge them. He can keep them there as long as he wants. This is basically all our liberties are being taken away one by one. And finally, I feel like it's time. I got to do something and let these, you know, try and get as many people as we can to wake up and see what's really going on.
Well, I think you just said it. And as Mark Twain first said, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And, again, I mean, I watch your music video. It exposes the entire system. It covers it all. And this threatens the power structure, because if others begin to follow suit, that's going to be it for their whole system. I mean, as you said, it's a paradigm shift. Tell us about the paradigm shift.
I mean, I think it's time for us as normal people to come up and fight against the powers that be. I think this country was founded and based in the beginning and set up for us to have revolutions when you know, we don't like our government and what our government has done and taken over and taken away all our privacy and, you know, all the things going on with the drones and everything. I mean, everything. It's a scary time, and I think that someone's got to do it in our position. Someone's got to, you know, speak out to the younger audience and let them know what's going on and try to wake up and take back their privacy.
Well, when we think about the raping of our privacy, I mean, it's beyond 1984.
Oh, it is, Steve. They're everywhere. I mean, look at it. Big Brother is alive and well. I mean, you're looking at me on my camera phone. I mean, it wasn't about putting up cameras. I think we already got the cameras everywhere. You can't tell me that there's no back doors for everybody to see. You know, for the powers that be can see what we're doing and watch what we're doing at all times. I'm not comfortable with that. And I think it needs to go. They're getting ready to, they're building that huge-ass building. The NSA is for all the spying, and it's just going to get worse and worse. And I mean, it's scary times, brother.
That's right, and it's totally illegal as well, but they're just doing it. And I noticed in your music video, you show a bunch of the pop people up front, and that was my interpretation, but you just said it, that they're using this to project and distract us with all this empty fluff while our basic freedoms are being drained away.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Nobody cares what's going on behind the closed doors when Obama makes all these crazy laws that take away more and more of our privacy. We see him make him more of a dictator. Something's got to happen, man. It's got to stop.
Well, you just said it. Wow. Obama becoming a dictator, and then when he leaves, the Republicans will have dictatorial power. Why do you think Obama is becoming a dictator? Give us your breakdown on that.
I mean, I said it before. I think he's an Illuminati puppet.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, it just doesn't make sense, the whole thing. I mean, the guy comes from out of nowhere. He gets made president. All this stuff starts happening. I don't know. It just didn't make sense to me. I mean, and to believe, top it off, I'm not really a political person. I don't know much about it. I'm just worried about my privacy and my children's privacy. And you know, this being America, we're supposed to be land of free, and it's becoming a police state. It's just crazy.
Well, no army can stop an idea whose time has come. And you talk about a paradigm shift. I'm seeing a paradigm shift. But it's so exciting to see you and your tour and your music and your band promoting basic freedom. That's a breath of fresh air. Tell us about your tour.
We're going. I leave today to go to New Zealand, Australia, Singapore. So I just go all over the world and do what we do. And that's just rocking out, having fun, having kids come out and have a good time. And if they get something, if they take something away from that and see what's going on in the world, I mean, hopefully that'll be in our world just enough just to get things going, because I really want something to happen. This is ridiculous.
Well, what you're doing, as a humble man saying, I'm not really a political person, it's the political people that are in the controlled paradigm. It's the average person who's just been successful with their own art, their own ideas, their own businesses, who has the real right to speak and say, I don't want you stealing my data. I don't want you violating my Bill of Rights. I don't want you violating my Constitution. And it's going to be not just people like yourself or myself. It's going to be the common person just saying no and removing their consent verbally that will bring the system down. And I believe we are getting close to the paradigm shift. Why did you call the new album Paradigm Shift? Is it your attempt to help create the paradigm shift?
You know, it was, for us, we called it that because there was a paradigm shift going on within our band. We had our old guitar player come back. He'd been gone for 10 years, and everything started to shift for us. But, I mean, I can see where you could see that, you know, that paradigm shift's going on with us right now politically. But for us, that's the reason why we called it that. Was something, it was a shift within our band.
What's the response of your huge fan base around the world, the tens of millions of corn addicts out there? What has their response been to you calling out the NSA, calling out Obama, calling out the Republicans, calling out the entire criminal regime?
I mean, overall, the fans have been saying, you know, giving us, you know, kudos to you for having the balls to make a video like that. The response has been overwhelming. It's been really, really good, and it really feels good to see that kids are starting to understand this and starting to get it.
Well, for those that don't know, the reason I really admire what you're doing is I happen to know a lot of big rock and roll people and other folks. And, you know, Dave Mustaine's had the courage to go on air. People like Billy Corgan have had the courage to go on air and criticize the system. And I happen to know, you know, that all those people end up getting some type of repercussion. And I know so many other big people that are scared to even say anything, even mild. And the fact that it's called courage by your fans, which it is courage in this world of tyranny, as George Orwell said, in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth, the Revolutionary Act, it shows how far down the rabbit hole of tyranny we are, that it is ballsy for you to have the will and your band to put out that music video.
Yeah, it is. I guess it is. I mean, for us, it was just, we're having fun. It's like, let's really throw all this out there and see what happens, you know, because every time I've ever said anything about against Obama or any kind of done anything political like that, I end up having composed all this stuff. All the, it's so funny. I have clips I've saved where, like, I called Obama when he puppet or a certain political or a presidential candidate, all this stuff. It's funny how you just say something like that and it gets so much coverage. So hopefully this is going to help.
Well, it certainly is. Talking about the rest of the band, you all made the music, you all contributed, but who directed the video? Because it's so well done.
You know, I don't even know the director's name. I'm sorry.
No. It was collaborative then. The whole group put it together.
Yeah, collaborative. We had this idea, and it was really interesting. It was the first time I ever did a video with big robot cameras, and I kept tweeting that day. I remember when cameras were run by human beings, and it's pretty funny how our world's turning into just being observed with robots. That was one of the reasons why we had those. It was pretty cool.
Sure. Well, a lot of times we end up finishing a video and we go, now, who directed this? And nobody knows because it's all collaborative. But that's when you put something really good out, is when everybody just gets in there and then just suddenly it comes out. But, man, I'm telling you, you're leading the revolution here. And I'm sure you know that if we can get people in entertainment, people in music, that's why the system tries to keep you guys under a thumb, to break out. It's over for the establishment. What do you see in the future, either outside of Illuminati control or if we don't defeat them?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's pretty insane that the world, you know, internationally in the world, there's a lot of places that are rising up having revolutions because they don't like their government. I just think it's time for us to follow suit.
Well, exactly. If we had a Republican in there doing this, I'd want him impeached. But because he supposedly has the moral high ground and he's a liberal, any criticism of him is basically like blasphemy or something. I'm sorry, Obama's not my God, and I shouldn't have to worship him.
No, that's everyone's right to do whatever they want. That's why we have this country.
Now, Jonathan Davis, you know I can talk a lot, but I want to give you in the 5-6 minutes we have left a chance to basically take over the airwaves and just anything you want to talk about, anything in the world going on. After this interview's over, I know you're going to wish you would have said something, so say it now.
I just want us to become the country you used to be. I remember when I was a kid how amazing our country was. And as I've grown up and watched things happen, I just want it to be like it used to be. And like I said, I'm not a really political person. I don't want to come off like I don't know what I'm talking about, but I really want to leave a world for my kids to, you know, have the liberties and the privacy that this country was founded on. So, that being said, that's just my goal, and that's it. That's really it.
So you're standing up, and you know what's happening is not good.
Yeah.
It's really that simple. I mean, that's why I say, why isn't there a bigger revolution in this country? They're illegally spying on everything we do. Why not live in glass houses? I mean, if you don't have privacy, you don't have freedom, you're a slave. It's that simple.
It's really that simple. Nobody wants the government knowing what they're doing. The government, it's none of their business. It's crazy that this is happening.
Well, what would you do if you caught some neighbor climbing your fence, looking in your window at night? Even if you're a nice guy, and I'm a nice guy, I would probably walk out and punch him in the face. But then government is staring in our windows, staring into our bedrooms, everything we do. And it's like, well, they're the government. No. It's even worse for them to do it historically.
Yeah, it's worse. I mean, I'm hearing stories that they're starting to try and take our guns now. There's all kinds of scary stuff going on. It's sad, bro. We need to get it together.
Korn.com. You know, I haven't downloaded the entire record yet because I've been watching them on your YouTube site. But I got to say, out of all your records, this one is one of the best. How do you guys keep it so original? Because talking to other big music talents, they say that's the biggest thing. It's easy to do one record, two records, three really hard, four super hard. I mean, is that true? It gets harder each time?
I think it gets harder each time if you don't experiment. For us, we've always tried to be innovators. We've always tried to do something different from the last record. And that's what keeps it fun for us. So I think that's the only longevity of the band. We've been around so long. We're constantly evolving and being artists. I mean, you don't want to do the same thing over and over again. So I feel blessed just to still be here after 20 years doing this.
Well, we got to salute the rest of your band because, I mean, I'm sure they all had to agree to be part of this evil sacrilege, this blasphemy of criticizing the dear leader. So, wow, they sound like thought criminals like you.
We all are, right? The world needs us, Alex.
They certainly do. Wow. Well, when are you going to be touring back in the United States?
I believe I'll be doing some shows when I get back. In April, I believe that's when I'm doing some more shows, and then we got some summer tours, stuff like that, but we're always constantly touring. We don't stop.
All right, well, listen, Jonathan Davis, I really appreciate you spending so much time with us. Korn.com, folks can find you at Facebook.com/Korn, Twitter.com/Korn. Give us just closing thoughts on the place humanity is right now. I think you've already said it, though. Now's the time to stand up, speak out, or be slaves.
Exactly. There's no, you can't, change has to come, and it's going to be from the people. And definitely this system we got right now is not working, so it's time to change it.
All right. Well, I hope when you get back to the U.S. sometime that we can get a chance to interview you in studio or send a camera over to meet the rest of the crew. Thank you so much, Jonathan Davis.
Thank you, Alex. You're amazing, man.
No, you guys are. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, brother.
Wow. Folks, again, ladies and gentlemen, you don't know the courage it takes when you're in entertainment. The whole system comes after you, and I can't get into the stories because they're confidential. But it's well known how they try to keep people on a short leash. And I got a text message from a huge rock star just last week when I was talking about Hollywood and how they're waking up. And he said, you know, you do not know how true that is, Alex. It's really happening. So just keep talking about what's happening in Hollywood and the music industry. Because, listen, if the system loses Hollywood and loses the music people, it's over. I happen to know for a fact in country music, they try to tell people be establishment now and promote Obama. You've been seeing big country singers promote gun control now suddenly. And they point blank tell them, you're going to get a bigger record deal. We're going to put you on the Super Bowl. We're going to promote you if you promote Obama. And again, Republicans have done bad stuff, too. It's just never has it been like this, where there's literal blacklist if you don't play ball. And, I mean, they don't play you on the radio, folks, if you criticize Obama mildly. And Korn is a group playing on the radio all the time. And they're willing to put out a record, an album, dead center attacking Obama for being a globalist front man and wanting our guns. I mean, that's because the culture only cares about music and entertainment. Most people aren't focused on news. The real battle is in music entertainment, and I'd say about 20% of Hollywood are hardcore leftists who really believe what they're doing. Another 20-30% are establishment leftists that do it just like it's part of being the club, like being part of the Nazi party, but you're not really a Nazi. That happened in Germany. Most Nazis were not Nazis. They just didn't want to get put in a labor camp. And then you've got maybe 20-30% that are libertarian, and then maybe 10-15% that are what you call mainline conservative. But Hollywood goes after libertarians. Libertarianism is really, out of all the groups, the biggest one group in L.A. and Austin. I mean, I know, folks. I've been to all the A-list parties. For whatever reason, I was able to get into all that. And, I mean, I didn't do it a lot. But used to, I got invited out to Los Angeles, you know, every month to be on TV shows and stuff. Well, I just say no to those now. Just because, you know, you fly out there, you spend 3 days, they interview you twice, you end up being on some TV show for 2 minutes about, you know, Masons or the New World Order or whatever, or Bohemian Grove, or you've seen all the shows I've been on. I don't even watch those shows I'm on now. And while I was there, you know, I you go to one Hollywood party, you meet all these people, hey, come to this party, and then you get into this group of people, and you get into that group of people. I mean, there isn't a lot of people I haven't met or run into. And they're like, oh, you're Alex Jones. I love your work. Yeah, you know, we're not allowed to tell people what we really think if they come after us. But, you know, we don't like the Republicans or the Democrats. We're like libertarians, and we know there's stuff in the water, and we know it's all rigged. And, you know, we just want a future. They're just like us, folks. You're like, man, you want to go public. No way. You go public, they will. You'll never work again. Just like James Woods said. I mean, when James Woods went public against Obama, he was destroying his career. His career was hotter than ever. And so, you know, it's like corn. I mean, they're still top of their game, making tens of millions of dollars a year on the radio, and they're just like, you know what, we're done. We're going after Obama. We're going after the New World Order. We're going after Miley Cyrus. We're going after Justin Bieber. We're going after the whole facade. That's what it takes to have a future.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Reverse99.com. People who have followed this plan at Reverse99.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Reverse99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Reverse99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Reverse99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch for free at reverse99.com. That's reverse99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to reverse99.com. Again, that's reverse99.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you concerned about legislation that could take away your guns? If you're looking for the best solution that can comfortably fit in any pocket, TheUltimateKnife.com has that solution. It utilizes the patented Emerson Waved feature that deploys faster than a handgun, and the contoured handle fits your hand perfectly, like a glove. Plus, the unique ring feature allows for lightning-fast one-handed deployment without having to take your eye off the target. If you're looking for the fastest one-handed deployable defense knife, it's waiting for you at TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com. Spend some time checking out all our free training videos to see for yourself why this is truly the most ultimate knife you'll ever own. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I've been run down. I've been let you.
Jonathan Davis, frontman for Korn, was just on with us. And in finishing up my statements on that, getting into Hollywood, 90% of war is psychological. And you see how weaponized Hollywood is. You see the anti-family, anti-liberty propaganda. But you're also seeing more and more pro-liberty information in so many movies, so many films. Man of Steel had an anti-eugenics message, a decentralization message. I just went and saw Nut Job. It has an anti-Agenda 21 message. I went and saw a Lego movie, extremely libertarian. I'm not going to give it away. My son's going to do a review soon. I think he's going to come in one day this week, trying to get that all scheduled right now. I mean, it's just so many movies I go and see now actually have good messages. And that's because I happen to know some of the people involved. They are trying to sneak through what they can. And as long as it's not too overt, the old ruling elite of Hollywood won't shut them down. Plus, pro-liberty type ideas sell more tickets. Doing the right thing actually pays, historically. That's what evil people don't get, or those that sell out to evil. Evil people tend to get it. They want to run it. But when I say 30-35% of Hollywood is hardcore libertarian or conspiracy theorist, is another way to say it, my point is that's the growing political group. If you're a Republican, they go after you and destroy you. Everybody's sick of being a Democrat and being under that thumb and the Democratic royalty. Michael Moore and Matt Damon and, you know, just all of those people, George Clooney and Sumner Redstone and just all of it. People are sick of it. And it's that close to collapsing. Oh, that's very conservative numbers. I've gone to Hollywood parties where everyone was aware of the New World Order and very upset about what's going on. And most of them were listeners and talked my ear off about all these different, you know, quote, conspiracies and questioning the system. Then I've been to others where half the people are awake. It's amazing. But when you get in these really high-level meetings, they're just point-blank about it. Only liberal politics is allowed here. That's what we push. And it is an entrance fee to the door. And so Americans need to know that. That's why when somebody like Korn comes on, or Dave Mustaine comes on, or Billy Corrigan comes on, or, you know, my friend Jimmy Vaughn years ago popping on the show, he's just too shy to come on, whoever, that you have to know that there is a political price to pay. Well, the price is way too big to pay if we don't turn this around and stop it. And when the first few people start going public, it will cause a domino effect. But it's time for all these celebrities who are out there who can really affect change to show the world that Hollywood isn't a bunch of kleptocratic authoritarians that call themselves liberals. It's time for you to show the world who you really are. They're not going to be able to shut down everybody. I guarantee if you had 35, 40, 50% of Hollywood come out and say, I'm a libertarian, I'm a conspiracy theorist, I'm a constitutionalist, I'm a conservative, they couldn't get rid of half the people there. And that whole system's already beginning to collapse right now anyways. That's another reason more of the truth is able to come out now. So, again, it's another sign that the establishment is not all-powerful and is not invincible. So we salute Jonathan Davis and Korn for their contribution overall to that. And everyone else who wants to stand up against corruption and evil. We need police officers, military people, school teachers, lawyers, bureaucrats, farmers, people that work in a machine shop. I don't care who you are. Secretaries, all of you are important. The little things you do every day will change the world. That's why they want you to just go on, watch TV, live in their false paradigm, only repeat what they put out, distract you from the whole universe of reality around you with a little television box. I'm here on television on a self-made, people-built platform that the system's trying to shut down right now. They want us all lined up in little Obaminoid uniforms, and then when they bring out that puppet and bring in some new puppet, and we all line up and get into the next fad that is just a new tyrant dressed up in a different uniform. And I know Obama's a puppet, but he's the puppet who is the front man and the cult of personality around which the power structure has organized this entire system. We have a desperately dumbed down population. Desperately. Desperately. 1 in 4, new study out last week we covered, doesn't know that the Earth orbits the sun. Most people can't list any of the Bill of Rights on the street. Most people can't list the three branches of government. That's a man on the street. Go out and get people to list the three branches of government. And if they can do it, we'll give them $10. And we'll give them $100 if they can list the legislative, executive, and judicial if they can say what each one of them's basic function is. That means judicial is the courts, executive is the presidency, legislative is the Congress. Maybe go out and give people $100 if they can tell you what the 10th and 9th Amendment are. This is basically the same thing. The 9th Amendment's a super 10th Amendment. Probably the most important in the 9th Amendment is like the Declaration of Independence recast. Speaking of people being desperately dumbed down, here's Mark Dice's latest video that's up on Infowars.com. Students fail to name any of the Bill of Rights. Shame on you, American youth. Has no clue about their own freedoms. And I'll guarantee you these people are all super trendy Democrats. Look, it's just true. Democrats are the dumbest, most pack-oriented, mindless people I've ever run into. That doesn't mean they're all idiots. The higher-level ones are predators feeding on people. But, man, these young people, man, they don't know how to change a tire. They don't know where electricity comes from. They don't know. They basically would walk in a grocery store and just think meat appears in plastic containers. I mean, they are literally like gerbils that have had their eyes poked out and their ears poked out and their legs chopped off. I mean, they're just flopping around. They can't even, I mean, it is unspeakable how helpless and dumb they are and how the system is doing everything it can to exacerbate. I mean, you watch this video, and I've told Mark on and off air, it's time to say, shame on you, you're scum, and he's finally doing it. And that's good. And I got great reporters, but I gave him a little pep talk today. I said, look, I want you to go out, just like we went out and did a piece on go and abort people's children after they're born. That didn't get picked up in the news, but then a bunch of other universities and people did it, and it became a national story. Our job is to get other people to emulate our system of success. Just like Mark emulated me 8-9 years ago, we now emulate him. Success breeds success. It's the same deal. We don't territorialize taking down the New World Order. We all work together because we have no future if we don't do that. And I want to see people all over the country go out and do your own man on the street and put it on the internet to shame these ignorant ignoramuses. I want to see people go to city council in Austin this week with Time Magazine. That's like their god. Hold up Time Magazine. The article's free online. 5 chemicals brain-damaging children. There's the headline. Children exposed to more brain-harming chemicals than ever before. Goes on to say fluoride's reducing IQs. And go in there and say, listen, you're on notice. You know this is brain-damaging people. Take it out and then sue them. Go get a lawyer to sue the city. They don't have immunity from forced medication and secret experimentation. In fact, I'm going to sue the city of Austin. I'm so busy, and I don't like to make lawsuit threats. But you know what? You know what? That's it. I'm going to get a lawyer, and I'm going to sue him. That's it. I'm done. And I think I'm going to sue Lee Leffingwell. I'll tell you this. Take it on advisement. I'm going to send Lee Leffingwell a letter. I got to get the right lawyer first. My lawyer's so good, he won't even take all my cases. He'll get me the lawyer for the case. I need an environmental law or civil rights lawyer. Because I've been to those city council meetings where that guy laughs at everybody. We have scientists there. I've just had enough of it, man. Oh, man, I tell you. You're going to poison me, you bastard, and then you're going to laugh about it, you sack of, you know what? And I don't like to use non-King's English here on air, but, man, sometimes you just want to say it. Only the word counts. I mean, you are a sack of crud. You and the political establishment. You make me want to throw up. And, by the way, I want all these people on notice in every city so that when we take this government back and all the documents come out about their program of eugenics, which they've written books on it, you people are going to be held accountable. They really hate us so much, they sit back and join the bone cancer and the brain damage and all the rest of it. I take it real personal. We should do Man on the Street right now about, did you know Time Magazine even admitted it lowers IQ? Why is it still in the water? Why aren't you doing something about it? We need to challenge the public to go out and take action against this. We need to get aggressive in the defense of liberty. You do, out there watching. I don't want to have this fight and just do it halfway. Let's go all the way, folks. That's why I admire what Corn's doing. Let's go to Mark Dice's report. Here it is.
We're talking about the Bill of Rights today. Can you name some of the Bill of Rights?
Dude, I think I'd take a quiz.
I'm quizzing you right now. I'm quizzing you right now. I guarantee you this quiz.
I literally have to submit this in 10 minutes.
This quiz I'm giving you now is way more important than whatever quiz you're taking in a few minutes.
I have homework due like 2 hours.
Okay, but I'm giving you homework.
They teach
you
diversity stuff and how bad America is on that. How to wear a dress.
What are the Bill of Rights?
What's the foundation basis of this country, or what?
Yeah, I'll
he doesn't
name
know
some of the Bill of Rights.
I can't think of any off the top of my head. You know?
You can't name any of them off the top of your head.
No.
You're a college student at one of the most prestigious schools in
what
Southern
is the name
California
of our planet?
Hey, engineering.
And you don't know the basic Bill of Rights. Shame on you.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Yeah.
I'm not joking.
Actually, I am agreeing with you.
So go and look them up.
That guy's not half bad. At least it was the foundation.
I'm studying whatever you're studying today.
When I get the chance, yes.
Okay. Thanks, bro. We're talking about the Bill of Rights today.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Nothing. Are you an American?
I am.
And you don't know anything about the Bill of Rights?
No, I
you
totally
are
helpless
part of the problem.
You're
are the reason. You are the reason this country's going down the toilet.
Oh, my God. I can't
it's
believe
true.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you name some of the Bill of Rights?
I remember studying it, but I don't remember it.
Look how helpless these people are. How weak
days,
they are.
Right?
Go to study.
I got to go study.
You're going to study the Bill of Rights since you don't know them?
No, I'm going to go study economics.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because
yeah,
surely
so
you're going to really
smart,
do
yeah
good in that when you don't know the Bill of Rights. We're talking about the Bill of Rights here at this institution of higher learning. Can you name 3 of the Bill of Rights for us?
No.
Can you name 2?
That's a good thing.
Okay, shame on you.
Notice they're all arrogant, though.
Talking about the Bill of Rights today. You don't know them, do you?
Just that one guy at first.
We're talking about the Bill of Rights today. How about you just direct me towards the Wells Fargo ATM? You're interested in we're not talking about banking, but we're real quick here. Just name 2 of the Bill of Rights.
Freedom of speech. And somebody asked me this question yesterday, and that's all, the only one I know.
So you just earned a 10%, which is a failure.
I'm sorry.
A big F for failure.
How about you give me 10 of them?
Okay. Freedom of speech, right to bear arms. You don't have to quarter soldiers in your house during peacetime.
It literally says
okay
quarter soldiers and during
you don't
peacetime
have,
which is now happening, dummy.
That's that Third
that's
Amendment.
Okay.
Okay. Fourth Amendment's illegal search and seizure, need a warrant. Fifth Amendment is you don't have to self-incriminate yourself, and you have due process. The Sixth Amendment is the right to a speedy trial in public. The Seventh Amendment says that trial is by a jury of your peers. The Eighth Amendment says no excessive bail or cruel and unusual punishment. The Ninth Amendment says that there are more rights that we have that are not listed in
that's
the
right Declaration of Independence,
the rights to the people. And the Tenth Amendment has to do with states' rights issues over the federal
separation
government
of powers. Yep.
Impressive. Appreciate all that information today.
Thank you. Hope you brush up on the Bill of Rights.
I mean, folks, you have no chance of being free if you don't know that.
Subscribe to my YouTube channel if you're new. Check out some of the previous videos.
That's right. It's at Mark Dice on YouTube. But Mark, just incredible job. I mean, that is what should be being done in every city. Folks, just take those questions, go out with a camera, stick it in people's faces, show what idiots they are. Go to the PTA, show how they don't know. Shame all these morons. They walk over to me and go, hey, what do you think about the Seahawks? And I'm just like, I don't really have time to follow sports. And they'll be like, oh, you're not cool. I'm like, no, I'm not very cool. I'm dealing with, you know, satellite uplinks and 50 crew members and reading legislation and running operations and studying geopolitics and quantum mechanics. And I'm really concerned about those mega X flares right now. And I'm also, you know, I have my own personal life. I like to go out and have a little bit of fun here and there. And I like foreign films and stuff like that. You know, I just really don't like the dead, rotting, disgusting, filthy, fake Hollywood culture that I've been force-fed with, and I'm tired of it, and I don't want any part of it. How does that sound? How does that sound? We are the intellectual elite. We are the Renaissance. We are the liberals, not Barack Obama. Not Barack Obama, not Hillary Clinton, not John Boehner. They have stolen every term. They have turned it all around, and I'm sick of it. These people are flaming, criminal, con men using social engineering against everybody, and I, quite frankly, have had enough of it. And I look at those helpless, dumb trendies, and it makes me sick. In fact, it makes me want to go out and confront them. It makes me want to go out and say, shame on you. You and your children are going to be overrun. You know, I talked yesterday on the Sunday show about how government lies and says it's a law to take vaccines every year. And that went up on YouTube. I was looking at it this morning. There were a whole bunch of comments in that video. It wasn't even about vaccines in the headline. Going, this guy's a liar. You will be arrested for not taking vaccines. They literally believe the lie over what I told them. They could go find out in 10 seconds I'm telling them the truth. But they can't believe the government and media would lie like that, so it must be true. No, you have a criminal, mass, racketeering conspiracy.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
All right, folks, final final segment of this worldwide transmission, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex, to find the best affordable foods out there, the best customer service, non-GMO, super high quality, wonderful people. A bunch of specials are at mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. You can also call toll-free 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. They have a lot of other great preparedness items there as well. By the way, speaking of preparedness items, if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, we have the InfoWars Seed Center. We carry mypatriotsupply.com's particular seed vault that we think is one of the best out there. So wherever you get it, get it. But we have, I don't know, it's got to be like eight different major companies now up there. The lowest prices on the Survival Seed Vault, the Ark Vault. We've got fruit tree stuff, herbs, you know, all the basic staples. We've got like eight different companies, full spectrum dominance, the lowest prices that people will let us advertise. A lot of these folks have signed an agreement not to go below their lowest price at the InfoWarsStore.com. Seed Center. And now is the time to commit to putting in that garden in your backyard or at your farm or ranch. And it's so much fun for the kids. And to even plant out in rural areas where nobody's at, the system hates natural food growing. These seeds will produce more seeds over and over again. And it's getting back to being self-sufficient that's so important. So InfoWarsStore.com. You can also go to InfoWarsStore.com in the Made in 1776 section and get the new Molon Labe shirts that did sell out in 3 days. But never fear, there is more. Come and take it from my cold, dead hand coming in next week. This is the best-looking Molon Labe shirt out there, bar none. And we have the Navy SEAL-made bottle-breaching 50 caliber rounds up there as well, made by an active-duty Navy SEAL and his team that are not active-duty. So those are very, very popular in the maiden1776.com area of InfoWarsStore.com. Or, as always, call 888-253-3139. Here's what we were talking some about in the last hour with Maloof of WorldNet Daily. Japan indicates U.S. could bring nukes into its territory in case of emergency. And that just shows how everything that's going on is just escalating crises out in the Pacific. North Korea's Kim warned he might face charges over atrocities. Reuters reports the UN is investigating him. Investigating him? I mean, he mass murders people all the time. But at least that's a step in the right direction. Blackmailed Congress, stalls legislation, outlawing NSA surveillance. Kurt Nemo story, also up on InfoWars.com. I mentioned this, but it's a big deal. Chase imposes new capital controls on cash deposits. That's confirming what we reported on a month ago, now confirmed. GOP flocks to bill curbing Obama's power. 43 Republicans have co-sponsored the resolution that Obama's State of the Union address where he threatened to enact policies if Congress didn't. And they're moving forward with a resolution to stop the overreaching presidency or the stop measure. That's not enough. Begin impeachment now. But that is something in the right direction. And that ties into this article up on InfoWars.com, just breaking in the last 10 minutes by our very own Kit Daniels. On President's Day, DNC Vice Chair encourages Obama to act as a dictator. Vice Chair's statement represents the very danger that George Washington warned us about. The Vice Chairperson of the Democratic National Committee encouraged El Presidente Obama to move forward and particularly act as a dictator today while Congress is in recess. In her tweet this morning, Donna Brazile undoubtedly suggested the president use his pen and phone to sign executive orders which unconstitutionally bypass Congress. At Barack Obama, enjoy President's Day, hashtag tyranny, with Congress on recess. This is Action Day. Let's move America forward with Congress in recess. Hey, they're in recess. Power grab.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation.
Nation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.